So we were at the Great Wolf Lodge. We were just on a vacation. And this, just the way she's like on my shoulders, it's how my dad always used to have me on his shoulders. So I love to put her on my shoulders. It just feels so good, like, you know, the generation after generation thing. And the way she was just holding on to me, it just kind of reassured me that I was doing good by her, you know. And especially now, because I'm very strict with kids when it comes to like behavior, just because I know that, you know, you have to pay attention to what they're doing, or they can just drift away. So usually kids, especially Junior, when he was with me as a kid, he didn't like being with me because I'm so strict, you know. It's like, if you don't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this, you know. And there's always this moment where they come back to me because they see, wow, he was really teaching me, you know. So at this moment here, it was always mama, 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 because her mama just gives her whatever she wants. But in the more she was growing up, and now even to this day, it's like she just loves everything that I teach her, and she's starting to understand how it helps her. And like, I mean, Junior just turned 18 and he moved over here to be with me after all those years of me being on him about everything. And he's like, oh, I just don't like being with him. But it's like he sees it now, that everything I was trying to teach him comes into play in his life. And so now look at him, right back, you know. And same thing with her. I'm homeschooling her right now. And she goes, it's so funny because when I have her there and she's not doing it right, and then I'm like, no, do it again. And she goes like that, you know, and I could just feel that. But then whenever I need to take her to her mom, she's like, I want to stay with you. Like, I love learning with you. Like, I want to stay with you.
Oh, eres maestro. Mm-hmm. You're a teacher. Mm-hmm.